There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 107 FM Talk 106.5. So there's a time and a frequency. Hi, y'all. This is Midday Mobile. I'm Sean, and another hour to work with here. 343-0106 for the Ascension Technologies text line. Also for a phone call, 343-0106. Maybe you want to put that in your contacts. Maybe you want to call Bill Finch up like I like to on Sundays. 343-0106 or send him a text. Speaking of Bill Finch and text and all that kind of stuff, reminds me to remind you that it's another week of the Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast Picture of the Week contest on our Facebook page. So you got a picture of the vegetables in the garden, great-looking lawn, pretty flowering plants, whatever you have in the yard, trees, anything that is in your yard, garden area. If you want to show it off, then you go post that picture up. So if you go to facebook.com/FMTalk1065, make sure to like the page, then you'll see the pinned post, the post at the top, and it'll say a picture of the week, and it'll show you the prize, that plain gardening wheel and all that good stuff. You go on there and you post your picture, so of your tomatoes or your hydrangeas or your beautiful St. Augustine grass, whatever it is, post the picture up there. And once it's there, you make sure all your friends and family know that you posted there so they can go like the photo. The photo that gets the most likes each week wins that great plain gardening planting wheel. It's really artistic and useful. I like things. I was talking to Sid Sexton today in my office about it. I have some maps in my office, and I said, I love maps. I've always had like maps as artwork because they're utilitarian. They teach you something, but if a good cartographer makes them like art, well, that's the same thing here, right? The plain gardening wheel is really a cool looking thing, but it tells you what you should be doing in your garden right now, what's next. Really cool thing. But you'll win that if you get the most number of likes in a week. So Facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Then go to the top post there that says the Plain Gardening Picture of the Week contest. Post your picture up and let everybody know to go like it. And hopefully it'll be your name that Bill Finch is talking about on Sunday. All right, so good luck there. All right, to the text line here. And gosh, there's a couple other stories that are not Olive Garden by and Ruth's Chris that I think may be worth getting into. Go. Jerry says, just look at how the good senator is being attacked for using Senate rules to do what he was elected to do, as the other senator, who is the apple of AL.com, you must mean Katie Britt, made a statement about how the Senate leadership and worthless press in Alabama have attacked him. I don't know, Jerry. I don't know if there's been a response. I would have to look. The story Jerry's talking about, this is something I mentioned with Jeff, and good, we'll get into this right now. I saw this headline, and when I saw the headline, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. The headline, Alabama senator on white nationalist in the military, I call them Americans. Okay, so this is, it's on NBC 15's website, but it's coming from the mothership at NBC. It said, Senator Tommy Tuberville, and this is what Jeff and I talked about. This is the machine, Schumer and others, trying to hurt Senator Tuberville because him slowing down, you know, those nominations, military approvals. So, says Senator Tuberville appeared to defend white nationalists in a recent interview by suggesting that they should not be barred from serving in the military, prompting his office to clarify the remarks. Okay, because if I hear like somebody say, yeah, this is a great thing, then I'm going to go, what the heck? But then this is why it's worth reading beyond a headline and saying it said, in an interview published this week by Birmingham-based radio station BWBHM, Tuberville criticized the state of the military and said the Democrats were to blame. So here's the quote. He said, we are losing in the military so fast our readiness in terms of recruitment. Okay, so we've heard that's a thing. said, and why? I can tell you why. Because the Democrats are attacking our military, saying we need to get out the white extremists, the white nationalists, the people who don't believe in President Joe Biden's agenda. End quote. Okay, so that's what he said. He said, because the Democrats are attacking our military, saying we need to get out the white extremists, the white nationalists, and people who don't believe in President Joe Biden's agenda. And then further here, it said, asked whether he believed white nationalists should be allowed in the military, Tuberville said, they call them that, I call them Americans. Now, here's where, this is where this gets more nuanced than just the headlines. It's how are they defining these people? Because he didn't take that as the definition. He didn't say, you go in this, and he said, he doesn't say white nationalists are great or white nationalists need, no. He's saying that they're being mislabeled, maybe to put words in his mouth. A spokesman said yesterday that Tuberville's comments were an expression of his skepticism that white nationalism was an issue among service members. That's kind of how I heard it, too. Stephen Safford said Senator Tuberville's quotes show that he was being skeptical of the notion that there are white nationalists in the military, not that he believes they should be in the military, end quote. Stafford separately told NBC News that Tuberville has a kind of sarcastic sense of humor. Yeah, I've interviewed him more than once. That's true. He was expressing doubt about this being a problem in the military. Goes on to say, I think if people hear the tone of his voice, it's clear what he's saying, referring to the specific training issue that a lot of people and a lot of senators have talked about. So there you go. There's that story. So, but the headline looks horrible. I mean, our senators, you know, like cheering white nationalists, but that's not the story. So it's, you got to look at the next part of it and look at actually what he said. And then you can debate it. But just when you just see a headline out there, Jerry, you know, I mean, I agree with you. Well, that's true. Ben pointed out, back to our food story from last hour, in the movie Demolition Man, all restaurants of the future were Taco Bell. That's true. That is true. It's too big. I'm just saying, be careful. You know, if you have you know, J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon's out there, they're going to be they're beyond too big to fail. If you let Olive Garden and Ruth's Chris merge, and they already have like a bunch of other restaurants, they'll be too big to fail. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. And holy cow, my friend Mr. Happy in Mobile. Hey, Mr. Happy.
My man.
My man. Up? I don't know, man. It's too long. Too long. How you been?
Hey, man. Every day is a holiday.
I know. You win. You win. One day I'll be you, but I got to get there.
I know. Hey.
Yes.
You know, like every entrepreneur that's doing something illegal, here's a suggestion. Why don't the United States take the profit out of smuggling and remove the coyotes and open up Con Air too and fly them into the country, but charge a rate that the coyotes won't get, man?
You didn't listen last hour, but you and I like had the same minds on things. I said, why don't we have like a fast pass and say, listen, we got all these people on the border. They want to come across, say, y'all, this is going to be, you know, an issue here and you have to get checked through and we got all these things. Or you can buy the fast pass and the fast pass gets you in for 2 years and, you know, and then we'll deal with you. Then we take that money and help pay off $1 trillion in interest on our stinking debt.
Excellent idea. Excellent idea.
Mr. Happy and Sean for president. Combo presidency.
No. I hate politics.
I know you do.
I'm just trying to ease up some individuals that bug down there to take the pressure off, man.
Well, I mean, seriously, because people value shop, right? You and I value shop if we have a better deal than the coyotes.
Here's the other thing. This is what I don't understand. I'll be brief. We have all these stinking factories in China,
mm-hmm.
correct? Why can't those industries move to South and Central America where this migration or flow of immigrants are coming? And I guess they come here for economics, mm-hmm. or money, and have a good job. They're going to have a good job down there in South and Central America. What's the holdup? We've been screwing around with China for years and years. They've been screwing with us. Why we just can't pull out all the factories and everything else from China and move them down there and move them back to the U.S. And,
yeah.
give them a job back to our citizens.
Yeah, imagine that, having Americans have jobs making stuff for Americans.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Last complaint. I'm tired of all these telecoms. I'm calling in there, and they're from the Philippines and everywhere else. When are they going to move them back too, man? Hell, tired of it.
Well said. I miss you, man. Hope to see you soon.
Mr. Happy, too. You have a great day, and you'll see the adventures of Mr. Happy within the next 24 hours.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear the stories. That's good. It's been too long. Mr. Happy's off. That leaves a line open at 343-0106. Let's go to Frank in Robertsdale next. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. I've listened to your show for a long time. This is the first time I've been compelled to call on this debt ceiling fiasco. I think I have the solution to it.
I like that. Okay.
But unfortunately, it'll never happen.
Sounds like all good ideas, they go to
security.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say all good ideas go to Washington to die. So go ahead and let us hear it.
But instead of cutting Social Security and Medicare for us folks, I'm 73, so I'm on Social Security, I'm on Medicare, plus they cut veterans benefits. I'm a disabled vet.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. What we need to cut first is congressional salaries. They're the ones that cause all this crap.
Yep.
So their salaries ought to be the first one cut. Then the president's salary ought to be cut.
What if we reverse incentivized it? You know, I've talked about this before. And I know they make most of their money elsewhere, unfortunately. But if the salary was like, okay, here's your base salary. It's $35,000. But for every, you know, whatever measure we say, percentage or dollar amount you cut the debt by, or you save the American taxpayer, then you get that back in, you know, $50,000 increments or whatever. And you could make up, instead of being capped at 174 or whatever, you could make $1 million if you save the American taxpayer, you know, $1 trillion.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea either. But like I say, if you start cutting their salaries from day one, you'd be, even though they have other income, you'd be surprised how fast things would get done.
Hit them in the wallet, you're saying.
That's it.
There you go. Frank, those are wise words. I appreciate your call. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go to the news here, and then we'll come back and get some of these texts and phone calls at 343-0106. Also, I'm going to have to comment on this headline here. Traffic signals in Mobile area go online to help with congestion. What the heck? I know that they got, I mean, for Mobile folks for a second here, I know they have. Yeah, they've shut McGregor down between airport and Dolphin. But there's something, it looks like, here on airport, it looks like Christmas traffic. I don't know what's going on. We'll get into that next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Hey, I'm Sean. I just saw my friend and coworker here, Dan Brennan, walk by the studio door, like in his workout clothes, back in from his walkabout, his hikes he does during the day. It got me thinking, which, by the way, this segment of the show brought to you by Adventure Earth Bicycles. That's my buddy Clint Jameson. I've been knowing that guy for a long time since, you know, the world of triathlons and all that. He was always a machine on that and always into bikes. And then, you know, a decade ago, hung out his shingle and has the best bike shop in town. You got to check out. But I want to talk about and he's got 400 of the regular bikes in stock, meaning like mountain, non-electric, mountain bikes, comfort and hybrid bikes, road and triathlon bikes, beach cruisers, BMX, all those bikes in stock. But he has, at any time, 50 plus of the e-bikes. And seeing Dan all sweaty, which is a thing that happens here when you work at Bigler Broadcasting. But it made me think about a story that somebody, I was talking about e-bikes, and they said, here's how I use my e-bike. And I thought it was pretty cool. Person lives in Midtown. They work further down east in Midtown. And they said, hey, I want to get exercise, but I can't be sweaty at work. And I like this because I'm like an efficiency freak. If I can do two things at a time or have multiple things going, plate spinning, I like it. It gives me some kind of happiness. I don't know. I'm sure there's friends of mine out there nodding their head like, why don't you just do one thing at a time? But this part is, guy was using this e-bike he got from Adventure Earth Bicycles. to ride to work with the electric feature. So, you know, e-bike, electric bike. And the one I have, the Magnum, I have has, you can go up to 28 miles an hour. It is battery life. I mean, it's like every couple months I charge up the battery on mine, and I ride mine a few times, well, four times a week probably. I missed just a couple days in this last week. But you can ride it just straight electric. So what this person's doing is they're riding the bike to work in the electric mode, right? So they don't get sweaty and all that, and they can look decent for the day. And then on the way home, they got the change of clothes. They go in the office, change into the, you know, the shorts and T-shirt, put the tennis shoes on, and then they ride the bike back home so they get the exercise. So you get a kind of a commute thing, but then you have a built-in exercise on the way home, which is pretty cool. So, I mean, I use the e-bike to ride around the woods. This person uses it to ride through Midtown. You can use it however you want, but you got to check out what has gotten me back into riding a bicycle at 50 years old, and it's absolutely my e-bike from Adventure Earth Bicycles. Seven different manufacturers in stock, over 50 at any time for you to choose from, and you can take test rides there to see what we're talking about, see if that e-bike is right for you. Adventure Earth Bicycles are at the corner of Airport and Little Flower in Midtown, catty-cornered across from the one Bruce Chris, I think, that wasn't sold to Darden restaurants, right there, kind of catty-cornered across from Bruce Chris. You find Adventure Earth Bicycles online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. Go check out the e-bikes. And right now, too, Clint has this sale going on. Fuji e-bikes. He said, it's my best deal right now, Sean. Regular price on these is $1,800. They're on sale right now for $1,000. So save $800, even me with my limited math skills can tell you're saving $800 right there on that Fuji e-bike. Go check them out at Adventure Earth Bicycles. All right, to the text line here. Then I want to get into the traffic light story, too, because I got a thing here. Unnamed texter says Obama's only legacy is that he put us $10 trillion more in debt. I don't know if that's the number. I think Trump put us, what, seven? I mean, they all spend. I mean, it's a pox on all houses. But you heard Justin Bogey talk about how that multiplied. It was like $5 trillion when Bush was in office, and now we're looking at $30 trillion. But nothing ever, I was worried when it was $5 trillion. Everyone's like, yeah, it's fine. I guess then they tell me, yeah, it's fine at $30 trillion. Maybe I'm just the dumb one. I just don't understand it. Let's see. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service is user funded, not tax funded, so that's a good idea. There we go. We're gonna sell fast passes for people wanting to come across the border and help pay down their debt. Jim says, "Ha ha! They already have a fast pass. Not as fast as I'm gonna offer, Jim. If I'm running things, I'm gonna say, listen, people want to get in here, you know, under Title 8 now, or ladies Title 9, or whatever it's gonna be." You can pay, we'll undercut the coyotes by a couple dollars. You can pay us and you can get a fast pass. We'll get you right in here. Because you're coming in anyways, we might as well make a cut. Thank you. Somebody's done some math. Let's see. If 5 million people paid $50,000, that would raise $250 billion. Not much of a dent, buddy. Thank you, unnamed texter, math person. I appreciate that. Lawrence in Mobile says, how about federal taxes on lottery winners going straight to paying off debt? The only good reason to buy lottery tickets and be patriotic. There you go. It'd be do it for your country. Go scratch offs, pick fives or whatever they are. Do it for your country. Let's see. Okay. So once again, there's somebody like Ben saying, hey, everybody knows in the future all restaurants are Taco Bell. Good afternoon, Sam. Okay, thank you, Sam. Good afternoon. Why can't we just tell China that that money was spent on COVID viruses and our debt that we owed them? There you go. You could see if we can work it out with them. I tell you, another person we owe, China is a portion of it, but it's not the lion's share. The American people are who are owed, you know, remember the lock box and the treasury box and all that? That they were just going to get money out of it for a little bit. What, that was back in the 90s? And guess what? Yeah. Well, it's not back. Matt says, wow, I literally almost forgot about that Katie Britt existed. I've been writing senators about the Price Act and have completely forgot about her. Well, I mean, I don't know what she could do from a federal level. I'm sure she supports the Price Act, but, you know, she's a federal senator. We'll try to get her back on the show soon. David says, Tupperville knows about good recruiting, fear the thumb. Yeah. All right. David also says, Dr. Fauci's killed more people than diabetes. like they have sugar-free foods and sodas, can we get Fauci-free COVID? Interesting branding opportunity there. And Jay says, I think our future is less Demolition Man and already halfway to Idiocracy. We'll be living off Brondo, not Taco Bell. Did you pour that stuff? The stuff that has electrolytes, right? That's...
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Get a couple of these texts here and then get to this traffic story as well. Grant said Trump donated his salary as president. Yeah, well, they could all donate their salaries and still not, you know, they make more money elsewhere, but it doesn't make a difference there. But the idea that we talked about, I mean, you know, that maybe you incentivize it like a bonus for saving money. I don't know. There's something in the formula that just doesn't work about that, right? With government and the situation where there's no motivation not to spend unless it's at the ballot box. And we haven't lived up to holding people's feet to the fire on that, right? There's no motivation. There's no political motivation to not spend, to save. Jimmy and Bay Manette said, Sean, a lot of times in the Constitution of the United States, I asked myself how these people actually thought about some of the things that they took into consideration when it was written in amazement, because it seems like some of the things they would have been thinking are so futuristic. At the same time, doesn't it seem ironic that one thing that they really screwed up on or just didn't think about was the fact that people that need to have their pay rate cut would be the ones that have to vote to cut their own pay. And at the same time, those guys who can vote themselves a raise themselves search foolish rules that should have been written into the Constitution, but now will be difficult to ever get it really taken care of. Yeah. Or just some motivation, even if they want to, if you just put the cap on it and said, listen, if you don't spend beyond what the revenue of the country is, and with the exception of wartime or something like that, then there's some kind of personal benefit to it. I mean, if they could make as much money as they could, you know, going on to work for Raytheon afterwards, maybe they'd start cutting some stuff. Speaking of military-industrial complex, Dan says C-130 doing touch and goes at Brooklyn. I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Chris just sent this in too. The Bayway is a parking lot westbound. So to those of you that are geographically challenged, that would be coming towards Mobile. Okay, so if you're leaving Spanish Fork, you think this is funny, but there's a number of times that people say, yeah, I'm heading westbound to Spanish Fork. I'm like, not unless you're coming from Malvis. So westbound Bayway is a parking lot right now. Thank you, Chris, for the heads up. We'll let you know when that gets cleared up as well. Okay, there we go. We'll pivot. We'll stay in a conversation about roadways, the driveways, parkways, thoroughfares, surface streets, all that stuff. But this one specifically to Mobile. So the headline is dealing with changes here, traffic changes. This is from my friend Andrea Ramey over at NBC 15, said traffic signals in Mobile area go online to help with congestion. All right, I like this. And I was asking, anybody else who spends time here close to us, so our studios are at Airport and 65, right? So I spent a lot of time on Airport Boulevard. And you can see it's always heavy traffic from about University, you know, onto the interstate. But certain times of year, we notice it here because we work right here and here all the times that you can see going into Christmas when the mall traffic picks up. There's certain times of year it picks up. It could be somehow, I guess, related to people not being able to go and cut through McGregor from Airport up to Dolphin to go down to get the interstate. But I have absolutely seen a very marked increase in the traffic that's down here, let's say from pretty much starting at McGregor or maybe University on here. It's almost like it's 2 weeks before Christmas. But then here's her story. So there are big efforts underway to ease congestion in the Mobile area. More and more traffic signals are coming online so traffic engineers can fine-tune the timing, which means less time sitting at red lights. ALDOT found in areas where there have been improvements, it's shaved 20% off the drive time. Okay, and this is something, and hopefully I get Mayor Stimson on to talk about. I know it'll be annexation talk, but he's talked to me about the sinking of the lights on the airport several times over the years. And I'm always like the happy warrior. I'm like, that's great news. There's a lot of days I don't see it. And I'm not a traffic technology guy, so. But I will come in from way west Mobile, and with the exception of maybe one light from snow to where the radio station here is, I stop at every light. Every light, which puts my, like another 20 minutes on my commute. Further in the story here, Andrea says, quoting ALDOT Signal Systems Engineer Jeremy Borden, who said, we're also seeing safety improvements. We're seeing anywhere from 25 to 50% in crash reduction. Yeah, because you know what happens? Here, this is exactly what happens without going further into the, I don't know if they even address this in the story, but this is the human behavior. It's a human behavior. When you stop at every traffic light, when you can't seem to go through one cross street without getting another red light, people get impatient, run red lights. I mean, how many times have you seen that? You're like, really? How red did that light need to be before you'd stop? They're still going across, cutting across. And then the fact that people drive faster, and people drive faster in an attempt to try to get through that next traffic light before it then turns red. So it makes everybody drive faster, and it moves the traffic speed up. I mean, that's my, not scientific, but that's my person that does a lot of driving on Airport Boulevard interpretation. Goes back to Andrea's story, said the upgraded signals connect to a software program that can be accessed remotely and operated. Cameras allow for a view of what's happening 24/7, and they don't record video. ALDOT launched the Regional Traffic Operations Program, or RTOP is the acronym, 2 years ago, and has upgraded 425 signals on state routes in the area. Borden says that over the past 9 months, they've been working with Mobile County and the city of Mobile to expand the project. Hey, expand away. Borden goes on to say, we're entering a new partnership with specific focus on upgrading all the traffic signals. That's the vision. The partnership is already playing out in places like Schillinger Road, which goes from the county into the city and intersects with state roads. You know, and I don't know what they've done. Schillinger is one, maybe heading eastbound that I can get through, but it's rare. But westbound, no way. Always going to stop for a full cycle. She quoted Mary Beth Bergen, who's Mobile's assistant traffic engineering director, who said, it's getting us all on the same platform to work together to see the traffic moving together and having it all timed and working like it needs to, end quote. Bergen says that 130 of 300 intersections in the city are now online, and funding that's coming will help upgrade more. Bergen says that the work on timing improvement drivers, as the work on timing improvements, drivers may encounter issues like waiting longer on a side street. Tough side street people. We got places, those of us that are on the major thoroughfare, we got places to go. We're not worried about your stuff. I added that in. Bergen goes on to say, we want you to call. We have 311 for a reason. Okay. So again, I didn't know that. 311 is the number we can call about traffic. Oh, man, speed dial. We want to know where. I like this. Good for you, Bergen. This is how real things get done. We want to know when we messed up. If we haven't done it right, we need to fix it. We need to make it better. So we want the feedback from the citizens. Good for you. That's how things get done. I don't know you, Mr. Bergen, but good for you. So there it is. That's Mary Beth Bergen. So thank you, Ms. Bergen. And then Borden is the guy with the state, says when all the work is completed, approximately 800 signals will be online. And he says the next 6 to 18 months, the county, city, and state will be managing traffic signals together in one room. We need to get Mary Beth on the show. Mary Beth, or if somebody knows Mary Beth Bergen, I would love for you to be on the show, talk traffic. I'm actually very interested. So, and then we have the 311 thing. I need to look that up. So we can just dial 311. And say, hey, I've been sitting at this light here at Cody for like a year and a half. Maybe that needs to be tweaked. All right, so there it is. Light sinking. Let's see here. Further updates on the Bayway. Okay, so that's still westbound. Parking lot. Grant said, yeah, government cameras that don't take video? Yeah. Don't worry about it. Robert. Shauna lived near Airport Boulevard, and the lights at Berwyn, Cody, and Foreman Roads are the longest lights ever. Yes, they are. I've watched a tree grow there at Foreman before. But there's not even that. I'm like, you know, we're watching, there's a bunch of geese out in front of Providence Hospital right now. Look at them. They're raising. They're, I mean, while I'm sitting there, their goslings are taking off and flying. Randy, I live off Schillinger in the Three Notch area. Have definitely noticed an improvement in the traffic light situation over the last year. Whatever they're doing, keep on doing it. So there's Randy. So like I said, the Schillinger is the one light I think I'll make. But not that's always eastbound. Westbound, I don't think I ever make it. It's brake lights by the time I'm passing Academy. To unnamed texter, hey, Sean, perhaps if you do a show on traffic, you can invite Kane in to have his say-so as well. Okay, so we'll have get somebody who's actually a traffic engineer, and then on mic three in here, the hyped-up Kane with traffic. We could do that. Grant said amen on Foreman. Yeah, Foreman's something. You know, it doesn't have Meta said more divergent diamonds, please. I don't hate the divergent diamond. When I hit that traffic miracle over there at Malbus, I think it works pretty good. I like traffic circles. I like divergent diamonds. I like all those things. There's better ways to do things, so keep doing it. Jay says I'd vote for more roundabouts. But I have multiple between work and home, and I think only about 10% can actually use them. Well, there's that challenge as well. I like the traffic circles. I like them. I think they do a good job. It's just, yeah, the people have to do the good job, but the thing does its job. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, to 150, FM Talk 106.5, Thursday edition of Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and their brokerage service, too. Have you heard this discussion about what they do at Blue Water Yacht Sales with brokerage? Here's how it went down. So, known Forrest a long time. They've been with us here at the radio station a long time. And he said, hey, I want to let more people know about our brokerage service. And I said, okay. And he said, okay, here's the deal. Let me sell your higher-end used boat. And he knows over the years I've been buying and selling boats a long time since I was a kid. And I've been the person selling them, right? And I said, well, why are you going to sell it? I can, you know, how are you going to do that? And I'm going to, if I do it, I make the most money. He said, no. He said, if you let me sell your boat for you, I'll get you just as much money as you would on your own selling it. And you don't have any of the headaches, you know, the taking the people for the test ride, the people kicking the tires, people calling late at night. Hey, is that a 2017 or 2018? You know, those calls. He said, let us do that. And because of their brokerage network, they've been doing it for 50 years. They know the people that are looking for the boat you're selling around the country. So they know how to get top dollar for that boat. It may not be right here. It may be, you know, in Florida, maybe in the Carolinas, maybe in Louisiana, maybe in Texas. They got people waiting for those boats. They get top dollar. Therefore, you make as much as you would selling it here locally, and you don't have the headaches. Here's how it works. You take the boat by, let them take a look at it, and tell you what they can do. You can go by in Mobile here, you know, on the Beltline or Orange Beach, and they will take a look at that. And they also, if you want to do a little service and clean up and get everything right with the boat so you get the top dollar for that boat, they can do that too. So set up an appointment to stop by with your higher-end used boat and let them check it out and tell you what they can do for you in the brokerage service. Give them a call at 476-2699. 476-2699, but you won't remember that. But you will remember bluewateryachtsales.net. If you just Google Blue Water Yacht Sales, get all the information and take that boat by and see what they can do for you with their brokerage service. You know what? Let me do this because Dave in Gulf Shores had just sent this in on the text line, and Leanna had pointed this out about half hour ago. If you'll go to our Facebook page, this story's up on the Facebook page, and I will. News out of Dateline Cleveland, Ohio. Okay? You're going to remember this. It's going to take a second, but you'll remember this story. Two men, and this is from WOIO. Hope that makes sense, Ohio. Two men who Two men who pleaded guilty in March to cheating in a fishing tournament were sentenced to 10 days in jail today. Remember these two? Jacob Runyon, 43, and Chase Comiskey, 36, were also each ordered to pay a $2,500 fine. Half of that money will be donated to a fishing charity for children. These are the lead weight guys. Remember the walleye tournament? Remember those guys? Okay. As part of the plea deal, the two men pleaded guilty to cheating and unlawful ownership of wild animals. Kaminsky, who also agreed to give up his bass boat worth $100,000. In exchange, prosecutors agreed to drop the charges of attempted grand theft and possessing criminal tools. Should be, I guess, the lead weights. And wasn't like a set of scissors and stuff they put in there, too? Both men also agreed to a 3-year suspension of their fishing license. Runyon and Kaminsky competed in the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament in Cleveland on September 30th of last year. Tournament hosted fishermen from several surrounding states competing to see which team could catch 5 of the heaviest walleye in Lake Erie. The director of the tournament noticed Runyon and Kaminsky's walleyes weighed more than they looked like they should. The fish were sliced open. 10 lead weights were found stuffed inside the walleye. Runyon and Kaminsky, who would have received a total prize of $28,760 if they had won the tournament, were DQ'd immediately after the discovery. And of course, and then everybody who's in the meme world produced memes about those two. Well, they were sentenced. So yeah, they're going to be tough. Those guys are going to do 10 days in jail. I wonder what the hardened criminals in there. Like, well, are you those guys that cheated in the fishing tournament? Yeah, come here, boy. But yeah, they got sentenced today. Which, you know, if you for a second here, just to talk about the searchable nature of our podcast. So, you know, we do 55, 56 hours a week of local shows here on FM Talk 106.5 that go up in podcast form that you can get through our app or our website or any of the places you subscribe for podcasts. Just look for FM Talk 106.5 and subscribe to get our podcast. But if you go, you can also do on the searchable, if you want to go back. After this story hit last year, my partner with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, and more importantly, my friend Mike Ward and I got a couple people on the radio with us and talked about fishing tournament cheating scandals from our area over the decades. I know that podcast is still out there and occasionally pops back up in the world and gets a lot of clicks. If you search that one, you can hear us talk about local fishing cheating stories from the 70s through pretty recent. To the text line we go. Jim in Georgetown, beautiful Georgetown, Alabama, says, I certainly like traffic circles as long as I don't get stuck behind someone who's timid to use them properly. Agreed. But you know, the more time they use them, the more they get used to them. Let's see. Joshua says, Google Maps has a problem with traffic circle, at least verbally when you're out of town, but no biggie. You know you're close to it at that point. By the way, update, thank you, Chris, from the Bayway, Bayway westbound. He said it was a parking lot. I guess some of it's moving because when you get out of the tunnel, he said there's no problem. It's absolutely amazing. Imagine that. The tunnel causing a problem. Well, okay, Alvin, you're right. I don't see him the same way. Alvin says, you might like traffic circles, but you aren't pulling a 48-foot trailer either. I can imagine that would be problematic and probably put some tires up on that little center, you know, little island there. So that's true. Sam says, Social Security Lotto, made up the numbers. 200 million people in the system. If you want to be involved, you check a yes box or no for no. If 100 million people say yes, you put in 50 million right back into the system. Another 50 million, you draw 50 participants and send a check tax for $1 million. You have 50 new millionaires and 50 million back to the Social Security Department each month. Listen, what Sam's doing is at least talking about it. You know, it's the Social Security thing. I mean, it's been a story for a long time. The actuarial table showing, you know, it's insolvency. But both sides in Washington, they're like, oh, no, everything's fine. You'll always get your Social Security. Okay. Then tell us the plan to shore it up. I mean, what are you doing to shore it up? Oh, and I can't, you know, this, and Leanna, I don't know if you saw this. I know you and I have talked about this person before. Did you see the update from WKRG? I think actually it ran in the news earlier that Timmy Kaye is back in jail. And I saw some of his content on Instagram the other day. I knew something was coming. It says, a Mobile comedian accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend's current boyfriend in August of 2022, is back in Metro Jail for violating the condition of his bond, according to court documents. Timothy Kennedy, 39, allegedly had contact with the victim. A motion to revoke his bond was filed, and he will be held without bond in the meantime, according to court documents. That shooting happened August 15th, 2022, at the Dolphin Gate apartment complex. The victim was shot multiple times and transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. On August 17th, 2022, Kennedy turned himself into Mobile Police. He is charged with discharging a gun into an occupied or unoccupied building, vehicle, first-degree assault, and third-degree domestic violence. Kennedy is known for, is known on social media as Timmy K. He does comedy bits where he pretends to be a reporter covering news items. Well, that's an understated way to say what he does, but he's back in jail, so it's tough to produce content then. All right, Paul Feinbaum on the way next. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.